The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Because Nick Farabaugh is with me. He is a Steelers beat reporter with Penn Live and host of Steelers Breakdown. Nick, you're welcome to studio. Thanks a million for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
So how would you describe to someone who's not a big NFL fan the significance of a game like this?
It's pretty groundbreaking. It's an American game, and I don't think people quite understand how fanatic American football is in America. Everyone builds their Sundays around it, their Saturdays around it if they're a fan of their college football team. It truly is almost a second religion, if you will. And so to build an international audience there in a first ever one here in Dublin, this is a big thing. And especially, you know, I cover the Steelers for the Rooney family, for example. They've been pushing for this for 3 decades. This is something that has been a long time coming. And the NFL has pushed so many international initiatives to try and expand the game. And, you know, it's going to be at the Olympics in 2028 when that's in Los Angeles. So there's going to be so many international things. But this game, it's a big kind of checkpoint for the NFL, saying how big can this get over in Europe, first of all, and then eventually even more expansion is coming to places like Brazil and Australia, and they're talking about Abu Dhabi and Tokyo. So, but Dublin specifically is a big benchmark for them.
And is the ambition ultimately that there'd be an NFL franchise or franchises around the world? Dublin maybe not big enough, but you might have a London franchise. Is that the ambition?
I think that is potentially a thing. Listen, they have 32 teams. It's a lot of teams already.
Yeah.
And international travel for, say, a division, I think you would have to create 4 teams in Europe just so, okay, you know, the London team, for example, is not always going to the West Coast or the East Coast. That's a long flight for a London team, and I don't know how many guys, you know, from America would want to go there. I think you have to kind of have you would have to have something like London, Dublin, Munich, and, I don't know, Paris or something of the sort, right? And I do think there's soft launching of that, but also I think the NFL franchises right now are trying to expand their own global footprints. So for the Steelers and Vikings, for example, this is a great opportunity to create fans in the city of Dublin. The Steelers have been doing this in Ireland for a while. The Vikings have been doing this over in the UK in places like London, Birmingham, Manchester. That's where they've kind of focused their efforts. And so I actually think, you know, maybe it's not the long-term goal is to have a franchise, but what I think the long-term goal is, hey, there's going to be an annual game in Dublin, just like there are the college series, right? There's always a college football game over here early in the year, and I think that's probably what the NFL is going to look at. And so you're going to have a rotation of teams that have their marketing rights in Ireland, and they will come over, you know, every 1-2 years. The NFL right now plays 17 regular season games. Eventually, that is going to go to 18 regular season games, and when that does, I believe that every single team will play an international game every single year, which will give places like Dublin an annual game, I believe.
And for people then, like I say, who are not fans or, you know, don't watch it, what's the selling point? You know, if you're pitching NFL to somebody, how do you do it?
It is a fast, physical game, but it's also a tactician's game. It's very much a brute sport, but it's also a chess game within the sport. I think you can't just win with pure brawn, right? You can't be 6'4" and, you know, this big guy that just kind of runs through people. It has to be, you have to use your brain and you have to use your smarts. And so football players are incredible athletes. And I think that is a unique part of it. I don't think there's a ton of games that have a blend of kind of athleticism and smarts. And I think that's something that really sells football on it. I think football is fun and explosive. It's slower, right? It's not a game where everything's going 100%. For example, if you are watching a traditional football match, and, you know, soccer as we call it in America, there's always play going on, even if there's some dead time. But if you're watching an American football game, an American football match, you know, there's plays and it's all segmented. It's very digestible in that way, right? Mm. It's by quarters and you kind of digest it in that way. But it's explosive. You can get a 75-yard touchdown pass. You can run the ball. So there's kind of brute strength up front. There's a little bit for everybody. There's finesse. There's power. It's such a different type of strategic game. Ask any coach or player how much they have to study during the week, and it's a lot of job, right?
You do see that people, you know, maybe they might be used to people only vaguely aware of the game. They see the quarterbacks and they have these huge big pieces of paper almost stuck to their forearm,
right,
to describe it, with all these different plays on it. It feels like a very complicated game, maybe, yes, at times, to play. It's also, it's hugely popular. Is it the most popular of the American sports?
Absolutely.
Is it?
No, yeah. No. It is absolutely taken over America. If you look at what happens on Super Bowl Sunday in America, I mean, everything shuts down. It's basically a holiday. Now, granted, you know, sometimes nowadays we have schools, you know, telling kids not to come in on Monday because, you know, it's a late game and everyone wants to watch it. And the Super Bowl halftime show is its show within a show. Mm. The NFL has created a cultural zeitgeist around itself. Things like Major League Baseball are still popular, and that used to be, you know, that's called America's pastime.
Yeah.
It has fallen off in recent years, and basketball is extremely popular. That's a worldwide sport, but the NBA is a very popular sport in America. And then, you know, you have soccer, you have hockey is a big one there with Canada right at the north. But absolutely, football is almost a religious sport. The fanaticism around it is crazy. If you watch the English Premier League and you just see, I don't know, if you know an Arsenal fan or a Man U fan or a Chelsea fan or whoever they are a fan of, it's very similar. If you are a Steelers fan, you hate the Ravens, for example. If you're a Vikings fan, you hate the Packers. It's the same way. There's rivalries and all of that breeds it, and it is the most popular sport.
You mentioned fans of college football. You know, their Saturdays will revolve around the college team. Do people tend to be fans of one or the other, or do you have your college team, your alma mater maybe, and then you're also supporting the Steelers or the Vikings or whoever it happens to be?
Yeah, usually they are usually fans of both.
Okay.
So it's usually both. Now, there are some that veer one way or the other. I mean, college football, I think that might be the one thing that people don't understand. I think pro football is a little more easy for maybe fans elsewhere to kind of digest and say, "This, I understand why this is popular. It's professional athletes being paid to do the highest level of this sport." College football is borderline insane on a lot of these days. You know, when if you go down, especially into the South, there's a conference called the Southeastern Conference, the SEC. They have a religious type of fan that is just full on. If you watch an Alabama-Georgia game, you might see a better atmosphere than you ever will see at an NFL game. It's truly crazy. And, you know, I think the crazy thing about college football is it's in small towns, right? It's not in Dallas and Atlanta and Los Angeles. While there are teams there in those cities, it's instead in these small towns in Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana and other places. So, yeah, they veer one way or the other, but there is a fanaticism about it. There's a tradition around college football that I think is special in the American kind of education system. And in the NFL, too, there is a tradition of kind of over the last 100 years that has been established that there are storied franchises, and those traditions have really come up, and it's kind of a hallmark of American culture now, to be quite honest with
you. Yeah, and I guess there's a part of the culture that exists there that doesn't really hear as well is how close people feel to their alma mater. We don't really kind of identify as former students of UCC or UCD or Trinity in the same way that, you know, we have the golf on in the corner of the studio. Ricky Fowler's not there, but Ricky Fowler famously always plays in his orange because of the college he went to on a Sunday. But back to matters at hand, who's going to win the match this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun game. I think the Vikings are an explosive team defensively and offensively, which will lead to fireworks, which is a lot of fun. If you want a high-scoring game, you might get one. I will say that. The Steelers obviously have a legend at quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. He will be a future Hall of Famer. They've had their own struggles. I kind of lean it towards the Vikings. They're kind of a more well-rounded team than the Steelers are right now. Steelers are also pretty hurt. They have a lot of injuries, and the wear and tear is kind of getting to them. But this means a lot to the Steelers, too, just because of the Rooney connection and everything that is there. They've talked a lot about this, and Mr. Rooney, who's the team president of the Steelers and their owner, you know, kind of showed them how important Croke Park was, for example, in Irish history. And you know, what happened there and how this kind of means so much to them as an Irish people. And so I think they're going to be motivated. But I think, going to go, you know, with the Minnesota Vikings here in a close win. But I think this will be a four-quarter back-and-forth battle. And I think if people watch this for the first time, they will understand a little bit why American football is one of the most popular sports in America.
All right. Well, listen, the people who have come have been blessed with pretty decent weather the last 2 days. I think there might be a bit of rain incoming for the weekend. So it might be that bit slippier in Croke Park on Sunday. But that will add to the excitement, no doubt. Nick, enjoy the weekend. And thanks a million for coming into us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Nick Faribault, who is the Steelers beat reporter with Penn Live and host of Steelers Breakdown.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.